Hello there. This is Astronomy Minute, and I'm your host, Professor Atoh. This episode is called, What is the Big Crunch? As we learned in the podcast entitled, What is the Big Bang? The Big Bang theory explains how the universe began and posits that sometime in the distant past, all matter and even space itself was concentrated in a very small point that we call a singularity. Then, this point expanded and created all the things we see in the universe today. Ever since the Big Bang theory was proposed, one of the major questions about the universe has been, will it ever stop expanding and collapse on itself into what some have called the Big Crunch? Well, that depends on the value of a quantity called the critical density of the universe. Before the discovery of dark energy, it was thought that gravity is the only influence on the expansion of the universe, and that gravity is causing it to slow down in its expansion. The question has been, does the universe contain enough mass, i.e. enough gravity, to stop its expansion and cause it to collapse back on itself, leading to a big crunch, i.e. the singularity that the universe began as before the Big Bang? Having enough mass is like having a matter density that is high enough to stop the expansion of the universe and reverse it. This is called the critical density of matter in cosmology. Of course, the discovery of dark matter and dark energy have profoundly modified our understanding of the significance of this critical density. Dark matter and dark energy are covered in their own podcasts. Thank you for listening.